Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, reality check from the past to apply to the present. Again, as I said yesterday, whenever you show people how to do it to bring about the resolve, for some reason or another, they are MIA. They're missing in action, man. They don't want to be told, man, they're like a bunch of Epicureans or a bunch of Stoics. They just want new things to talk about. Or what they like to do is they love to heap up teachers to itch their itching ears, as it tells us in the book of Timothy. But I'll tell you what, we want the resolve. And these are the people, friends, that are MIA. These are the same people that are going around giving the message that there's nothing that we can do about saving this country. Of course, because they're not in it for that. They're in it for the very purpose of doing nothing but spreading lies, calling themselves Christians when Christ is MIA from their false witness, because the Bible's clear in 1 John that he will not bear witness to their lies. And here we are again. Here we are again, friends. I'll tell you what. We've got much to cover. What we're going to be talking about, again, as I just stated, friends, is reality check from the past to apply to the present. Before we get to that, I need to show you some things here, friends, especially those diehard listeners, you faithful ones. We totally love you in action, 1 John 3:4. But we need to show you when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, okay? You see on the right side, two social media platforms. I get this request all of the time. Where are you at? Where are your links? Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Go to the social media platforms there, morning show, afternoon show. When you click onto it, it will bring you to Top Chat. I also want to let you know that we are right now live on that of Rumble. Okay, we're live streaming from Rumble right now. The way that you get to Rumble is go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you go to the center of the page. Okay, once you go on to the page, once you open up the page, you'll go to the right side of the page, and you'll click onto it, and you will find our live feed going on right now. We are going to be there from this point on, okay? Unless some unsuspecting incident may take place. We know not, but we're always going to be over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. When you go over to Rumble's page, subscribe. You'll get a notice every day that we are live in the morning and in the afternoon. Go to Rumble, and you will get a live notice every day, morning and afternoon, that we are live, okay? I just wanted to make clear, everybody understands. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's 10 to 15 articles there every day combating the lies in the mainstream media. Okay, again, subscribe. We're also on the front page of none other than beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. On the left side, you go ahead and click onto that, and you can join us on the live feed as well. Now, with that said, friends, if you want to, you can book us. Now is the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. 866-233-0747. We're filling up real quick between now and the next 3 months. Now's the time to do it. We would love to be a part of what you're looking to do in your communities if you so choose to have us. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to call in at any time, please do. No guests today. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. President Andrew Jackson, the seventh president, said it, and he's exactly spot on. Now, listen, folks, on Saturday, we're going to be doing this protest. We've already got the boards. I think we've already got enough people. We can't have too many. We definitely don't have the problem of having not enough. But the point is I think we're maxing out right now. We're going to be protesting at Menards. With that said, it will be from 9 a.m. Central to that of 12 p.m. Central, Minnesota time. We will be, again, protesting at the Menards here in Buffalo, Minnesota. It looks like we've got enough people, but if you'd like to be a part of it, keep in mind we're going to be doing this lawfully, and we're not going to put up with any lawless nonsense. Rest assured, we're going to be live streaming it. Tim will be live streaming the protest. We also got one going on in Michigan as well. Our friends there picked up and said, listen, we're going to do the same thing here, and I'm trying to pull them up right now because I want you to listen to how creative some of these folks are. My friends out in Michigan, Michiganders unmasking Menards. That is great. Bring your signs, your voices, your passions, and your truth. If you've had enough for fascism in America, friends, it's for you to stand up and actually do something about the problem. Okay? Unmasking Menards is what it's called. As a matter of fact, we'll just pick up the same name, Unmasking Menards in the state of Minnesota. We're looking to have another Menards protest, hopefully in that of Indiana. We'll see how that transpires. If you'd like to be a part of this simultaneously, if you have a Menards in your particular area and you'd like to simultaneously protest with us, folks, it's time to stand up and send the message. We're not going to put up with you corporate fascists. Put that up against Isaiah 28 verse 18. This Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., okay, the reason it's only going for 3 hours is because I have to come do live radio. But in the meantime, Tim Brown, the guy that does the morning show on Sons of Liberty Radio.com, he will be broadcasting this live simultaneously as to where these protests are taking place so you can see firsthand what it takes, friends, to actually stand up and fight the good fight of faith, which is found in 1 Timothy 6:12. Okay? So with that said, let me jump over to the first video that I want to show you. It's interesting because what I noticed when I seen this video was found on InfoWars, Alex Jones's site. And I got to say, you know what? I'm glad Alex Jones, it took him a little time to catch up, but he finally got caught up, and they're starting to equate what's going on here in America, as I've been saying for how many years here at Sons of Liberty Radio.com, friends, that there's a lot of comparisons going on concerning of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich and the Gestapo back in the 30s to what we're seeing here today. As a matter of fact, it's exactly, but just different uniforms and different players, because they want to go ahead and test their steel concerning daring the justice of God. Okay, so they're going to find out the hard way too. But what's interesting, friends, I'm going to show you a video right when we come back, because what they're doing is they are going after the mentally disabled. Sound familiar, friends? Isn't that what Adolf Hitler did? Yep. They're going from house to house concerning the mentally disabled. And what they're doing, friends, is they are force vaccinating these people. We're going to come right back to this right after the break, and I'm going to show you the audio, the video. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. No guest today. You are the guest to make it your show, 1-866-582-9933. As I was just sharing with you during the last segment, friends, I've noticed that InfoWars is catching up to the game. And I say that with all due respect because there's a lot of good things that they have done over there, no question about it. But this is one of those things that I've been saying for years. There's a lot of similarities going on between what's happening through our government against we the people as to what took place in Adolf Hitler's time and his Third Reich and what they did to the people, to the Gestapo. As I've said before and I say again, who's created domestic insurrection more than corrupt politicians working hand in glove here in America working with the mainstream media? Absolutely nobody. Okay? So people are catching on. And the point is when I bring you over here, I want you to see this. You'll hear this audio. I'll give you a narrative. And also, you'll see the video. But what they said over at Alex's outlet there, InfoWars, he said they're going after the mentally disabled household people who can't fight back. They are not allowed to say no. He said, gee, this reminds me of the way the Nazis started with the mentally disabled. Now, if you think that's way out there, again, for those that haven't taken the time to read history, it's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. As a matter of fact, if you go over to the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, I've been to the one in Israel and I've been over to the one in Washington, D.C., so I suspect it's a website for both of them. But you'll see that that was one of the first things that Adolf Hitler did, is he murdered the handicapped people. Okay, and I'm showing on screen right now resources to reconfirm and reaffirm my stance as to what I'm sharing with you right now. Now, going over to California, guess what's happening in California under Gavin Newsom, friends? Well, they're doing the same thing that Adolf Hitler did. Okay, and again, this is why people need to study the past the way that our forefathers continuously pointed their finger to the past, that we might not repeat history. Okay, so now I want you to see this for those that can watch on social media platforms. Again, this is audio. You can go ahead and play that, Judah. This is audio video of the police officers. That's what they call themselves, right? They're just doing their job, right? But what's interesting, friends, is when you watch the video, it's a mentally handicapped girl where they are holding her down. The police are the LAPD. And, of course, the Department of Health there is administering vaccinations against the will of the people, namely the mentally retarded. And what they're doing, friends, after they give them the shot, because they're so afraid, these mentally handicapped kids are, and young people, that the police officers and the ones administering the vaccinations are clapping for them. Like they just achieved something, right? Well, some of them, there's another one up right now where one girl's trying to get away from these military-dressed Gestapo that are forcing vaccinations into their bodies. The handicapped are being given over by their parents to the Department of Health, of course, because they're probably being threatened, but so what? It's our job to stand against tyranny. But what they do, friends, particularly in the one in front of us right now, again, we have the police holding down the mentally handicapped girl, young girl here, and they are forcing vaccinations into their bodies. And again, after they get their shot, namely the second one here, they're just clapping right along with them like they just achieved something. Oh, my goodness, friends. You need to go to healthimpactnews.com. There's two different sites. It's the one on the bottom of the Google search because they are telling you what these people are not telling you, okay? We're finding that twice as many people are dying. I'm sorry, two times as many people are dying from the vaccination than from this killer virus, this invisible enemy, okay? Why are they forcing this on mentally retarded kids in California? Why are the people standing down in the face of what's going on? Because they don't know the past. They don't know what's going on. They don't. The only thing that they've heard, friends, is this positive narrative given by the mainstream media, who are working on the behalf of who? The propagandists. That's what's happening. So here's some resources if you'd like to go and know history for yourself, because it is being relived today right in front of our faces. Adolf Hitler, friends, he suggested back in the 30s, he said it was the best time for the elimination of the incurably ill. That's what he said. Incurably ill. Is that what's happening? Yep, it is. Just wanted to give you a shout-out to let you know what's going on here. Also wanted to let you know, because this applies to all of you listening to me now, is anybody paying attention to the carrot that's dangling in front of the noses of the people on a global basis to basically force mass vaccinations? Anybody paying attention to what that is? To force mass vaccinations? Yeah, your freedoms. If you get your vaccination, then you get your freedom back. Oh my goodness, friends. Oh my goodness. What do you need? What do you need to see? Because it's happening here in America today. Okay? Dr. Leanna Wen was on Communist Network News, CNN, and she said freedoms are the carrots to force mass vaccinations. I'm just, again, let me remind everybody watching and listening, my rights don't come from the government, okay? They come from God. And in a situation like this, they are putting us into a corner to defend ourselves against them and their crimes. And that is the whole reason for the Second Amendment, Americans. Just so you know, it's the whole purpose. This is a push for war, is what this is. I want you to go ahead and check this out. It, again, is a video, and you'll hear the audio of Dr. Leanna Wen on CNN. She said, freedoms are the carrots to force mass vaccinations. She just told you the truth of the matter.
My main concern is that we're not going to reach herd immunity because of vaccine hesitancy. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to believe who desperately want the vaccine right now. And they think
desperately want them.
A small percentage of people who are actually anti-vaxxers. And that's true.
Anti-vaxxers.
Anti-vaxxer contingent. But I think that there are many more people, millions of people, who for whatever reason have concerns about the vaccine, who just don't know what's in it for them. And we need to be clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we
Good.
Have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have.
She's telling you, folks, she's telling you the cards she has in her hands.
Situation of coming into the fall where we
she just told on herself
get hit by the next surge.
What are we going to use
in the fall?
Folks, if people are reopening, they're reopening too soon. Don't they realize we haven't got everybody yet? No, they haven't gotten a majority of the American people easily, hands down, though they want you to believe that they have. She just told you, Dr. Leanna Wen on CNN, freedoms are the carrots to force max vaccinations. Is this not the pill in the jam from the very get-go? Absolutely it is. It's always been their end aim. Isn't it interesting how these things are just simultaneously coming out just like, voila, there it is, just what we needed, just in time. No, friends, this has all been pre-planned, and we've proven it on the show time and time again that it's been pre-planned. But again, she just showed you her cards. She did. And so the question I have for the American people is, how are you going to respond to that? Because this is aimed at you, Americans. This is aimed at individuals in America. No, this isn't a theory. You heard it directly from their mouths. She just turned the cards that she had in her hand to you, and she showed you what she had in her hand. She told you the mind of those that mean to wield more control over the people in this country. Your freedoms are the carrot dangling in front of your face. You only get that carrot if you do what we say that you're going to do. Well, guess what? I stand here and I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to do it. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do my best to seek justice and make sure that you're at least thrown in jail for this criminal conspiracy plandemic that's been going on not only just in this country, but on a global basis for the last 13 and going on 14 months now. This is a criminal conspiracy taking place in your country. Now, folks might say, well, Bradley, why do you constantly combat what's going on out there? Because I don't see people with courage enough to do so. As a matter of fact, you're being inundated with it so much, friends. The question is, why wouldn't I take the time and basically step on every lie that they're telling you? I mean, should I just let the lie go? I mean, just think about this. Think about Gideon in Judges 6. What was he told to do? He was told to tear down his father's altars. The lies that the fathers have set up through the commandments of men, he said, go tear them down. And it's exactly what we're doing today here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I'm going to come back to the 1918 Spanish flu. I don't know that I want to give you this information out yet, because I don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, but oh my goodness, friends, wait until you hear this end line. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A Minnesota prosecutor says he will charge the officer who killed 20-year-old Dante Wright with second-degree manslaughter following another night of clashes between protesters and police that led to over 60 arrests. Kim Potter, the officer arrested, could face up to 10 years in prison. The police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt as she was trying to enter the U.S. Capitol illegally on January 6th will not face federal charges. That's according to the Justice Department. The department also refusing to name the police officer who shot Babbitt. President Biden announcing at the White House his plan for withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan. There are currently about 3,000 troops remaining in the war-torn country. Biden announcing he wants a full withdrawal by the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in September. You're listening to USA Radio News. Top intelligence officials are outlining the leading global threats to the United States.
China increasingly is a near-peer competitor, challenging the United States in multiple areas while pushing to revise global norms in ways that favor the authoritarian Chinese system.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, testifying in a Senate hearing, also identified Russia, Iran, and North Korea as key areas of concern. A woman is refusing to return $1.2 million after she received it from an investment firm in what they call a clerical error.
Charles Schwab Corporation says it accidentally sent more than $1 million to Kaylin Spadoni in Harvey, Louisiana. Schwab blamed the issue on software. When the company realized the mistake and attempted to take the money back, it was gone and Spadoni wasn't answering her phone. Spadoni was arrested earlier this week and fired from her job as a 911 dispatcher. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And I'm not going to give you the, I'm not going to drop the hammer. I'm going to just kind of work this line upon line, precept upon precept, and I'll let it work itself out. But this is truly shocking. It really truly is. This is by a Dr. Sal Martingano. Okay, he's out of Florida. He's an FICPA, whatever that is. I don't know what the acronym stands for. But I did reach out to him, and I didn't hear back from him yet. So I'm just going to go ahead and take his little study here, which is a PowerPoint, and I'm going to share with you as to, I guarantee you, 99.9% of you do not know this whatsoever. So we'll take it in stride, okay? And believe me, at the very end of this, you're going to be like, oh my goodness, I knew it. 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 What history tells us about the 1918 Spanish flu? By the way, if you put this up against Jeremiah 11:9 and 2 Kings, my goodness, conspiracy is all over the place. You're going to understand how conspiracies are played out, okay? So let's go back to the history of the 1918 Spanish flu. And again, listen carefully. If you're on social media platforms right now, you can see some of the propaganda that they used. Keep your bedroom windows open. Prevent influenza. Pneumonia, tuberculosis, and so on and so forth. But again, I'll just show you as these things come up, and I will read them out for those that are listening in one of 141 cities today, okay? So history tells us that the 1918 Spanish flu killed between 50 to 100 million people. That's what we were told, okay? Remember, friends, history is written by men who hung heroes. So there's nothing so untrue than modern history. Unless you lived through it to know to tell the story, it's probably not true. But history teaches us, and it tells us that the 1918 Spanish flu killed between 50 and 100 million people. Now, at the time, medical and pharmaceutical sources back then described it as the most horrific disease process since the Black Plague of 1347, which killed an estimated 25 to 30 million people. Okay? Now, put this up real quick against what's going on today. What are you being told? This killer virus. They're embellishing it. They're exaggerating it, right? Okay? And with that said, we also know that 99.75% of the people that were to get this coronavirus, one of the strains, by the way, just one of them, right? It's recoverable. They self-heal. Okay? So, but they've blown it way out of proportion. Like, everybody better go down the road and get the vaccination. See, the real killer here, friends, is what's in the vaccination. Just for the record. Okay? Now, going on, here I'll show you another picture for those that are on social media platforms. Vaccination, the elephant is in the room. You can see him lining up back in 1918 concerning the Spanish flu pandemic. And you can rest assured, friends, it was planned just the way that the one today is planned, okay? But here it is. In the book Vaccinations Condemned by Eleanor McBean, PhD, ND, the author describes in detail personal and family experiences during the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. McBean's coverage of the 1918 Spanish flu as a reporter and an unvaccinated survivor requires that the historical basis of the event needs to be revisited, not as a conspiracy theory, but again, with the evidence that will set your hair on fire. This is what she said. She said, a few years ago, I came across another book. Well, this is actually the doctor that wrote the article, by Eleanor McBean, Vaccination, the Silent Killer. This is from 1918, Americans. McBean provides evidence that not only were the historical events of the 1918 Spanish flu compromised, but also those of the polio and swine flu epidemics. Oh, anybody tracking with me yet? 1-866-582-9933. Anybody tracking yet? 1-866-582-9933. Going to the next point, PowerPointing the Spanish flu, and let's go to the facts. The Spanish scapegoat. Okay, so we're looking at a picture right now. Spanish influenza has endangered the prosecution of the war in Europe. There are 1,500 cases in the Navy Yard. 30 deaths have already resulted. Spitting spreads. Spanish influenza, don't spit. That's what they're saying here, okay? Just reading what it says. Spain was neutral during World War I. It did not censor its press the way that it's being censored today and the way American press was censored back in 1918. Unlike the combating countries, as a result, Spain was the first to report the 1918 flu epidemic, and the world scapegoated Spain as the source. Sound familiar? China blames America, America blames China, but they're both in on the kill, okay? Thus, going back to the Spanish flu is born. The first case in military vaccination experiments in Fort Riley, Kansas. For those that are on social media platforms, you can get a little picture of it. You can see exactly what we're covering here concerning American history, friends. In preparation for World War I, a massive military vaccination, friends, a massive military vaccination experiment. What are they calling the vaccination today? The experimental mRNA, right? An experiment involving numerous prior developed vaccines took place in Fort Riley, Kansas, where the first Spanish flu case was reported. Oh my goodness. Again, if you're on social media platforms, friends, you need to see this. Because what you're going to see is a picture of a bunch of kids, young people, with masks on back in 1918. So, World War I draft equals human test subjects. Every single one of these young people has a mask on. Okay? Again, keep in mind, this is 1918. The fledgling pharmaceutical industry, sponsored by, listen carefully, because it's the same names that we're hearing today, the fledgling pharmaceutical industry, sponsored by the Rockefellers, the Institute for Medical Research, had something they never had before. A large supply of human test subjects supplied by the U.S. military's first draft, the test pool of subjects ballooned to over 6 million men. Do you understand what's going on? Okay. Let's just keep going here. Bacterial meningitis vaccine, the killing fields. If you're on social media, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or on Rumble watching live, or on beforeitsnews.com, you're seeing a bunch of pictures back in 1918 of little kids getting mass vaccinated. Okay? Now, I want you to catch this because this is really what's important. Autopsies after the war proved that the 1918 flu was not a flu at all. It wasn't a Spanish flu. It was caused by random dosages of an experimental bacterial meningitis vaccine. Okay? Which to this day mimics flu-like symptoms, just like the coronavirus. The massive multiple assaults with additional vaccines on the unprepared immune systems of soldiers and civilians created a killing field. You ready for this? Those that were not vaccinated were not affected. Those that were not vaccinated were not affected at all. It's a judgment. Folks, if you want to see the finger of God today, just look at the judgments that are raining down upon the people and those that are giving themselves to this massive deception. It's a judgment. Put that up against 2 Thessalonians 2. Okay? Folks, the 1918 Spanish flu, the only people that died were the ones that took the vaccinations. I'm not making this up. Okay? So how did civilians die? Well, number one, right here, World War I ended sooner than expected, leaving huge quantities of unused experimental vaccines. What are these mRNA, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson? What are these vaccinations called, friends? They're called experimental vaccinations. Number two, fearing that soldiers coming home would spread diseases to their families, the U.S. government and their propagandists, of course, pushed the largest vaccine fear campaign in history. Who pushed the fear? Well, this only shows you that if you don't fear the face of God, you fear the face of man, and you will succumb to man, right? The U.S. government published the largest vaccine fear campaign in history. They used human population as a research and development lab to field test experimental vaccines. Number three, tens of millions of civilians died in the same manner as did the soldiers. Now, in the up and coming months, the up and coming years, we're going to see if these doctors that were telling the people, not just in America, but on a global basis, the truth of the matter when it comes to vaccinations. Because many of them are predicting that those that have gotten the vaccination, they're going to pay the price for actually allowing them to jam a needle into their arm and to put a serum in there that is counter to your body. We'll see if they will, in fact, Mike Adams, I'm thinking of, he's not a doctor, Natural News Mike Adams, thinking about Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Martin, oh my gosh, there's a plethora of these doctors that are predicting that this is mass genocide. Okay? And if we go back and look at history, it's exactly what happened in America over 100, right, and 3 years ago. Same exact thing. Same exact players, the Rockefellers, right? If you haven't seen the interview between Aaron Russo and Nicholas Rockefeller, you might do yourself a favor and go online and find it. It's really easy to find Aaron Russo and Nicholas Rockefeller, because Rockefeller is the one that predicted September 11th. He told them exactly what was going to happen, and he was talking about how they wanted to get a chip in everybody's hand. And for those that haven't been paying attention, put that up against Revelations 13:17. The Pentagon just magically out of nowhere came up with, guess what? a chip they want to put into your body to see if it will detect that of the coronavirus. Oh, okay. Me first. Nope. How about you first? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto social media platforms, or go over to beforeitsnews.com or on the front page, click onto it. Join us there. By the way, when you click onto the video, regardless of the platform that you pick it up on, please subscribe on Rumble because we'll always be there, at least for the time being, okay? It's not our fault. We're just under attack. I want to get back to this really quick. Got one more segment, just highlighting an article by Dr. Sal Martingano, okay? And he is highlighting what took place back in 1918 concerning the Spanish flu. The whole thing was a hoax. We also finding out, friends, that the only people that died were the ones that got vaccinated. Okay, I'm not making this up. And notice they were calling them experimental vaccines. Experimental vaccines, the same way that they are today. I did some homework during the break, and I Googled Johnson & Johnson and their vaccines and how they have been stopped. Look at the mainstream media. Okay, why the FDA's Johnson & Johnson vaccine pause is so confusing. It's not confusing. The Bible's clear in Leviticus 17:11 that the life is in the blood. Who wants to manipulate, distort? Who wants to kill? Well, John 10:10 tells us that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What is it that we're faced with today? The minions of Satan himself. Okay? And so that's not far-fetched, friends. That's right on the smack, right on the spot. Okay, look at who's promoting this propaganda. Look at this other one. if you're on a social media platform. It says, the New York Times, U.S. calls for pause on Johnson & Johnson vaccine after blood clotting cases. Whoa! Well, they already told you, friends, that they're experimental. So if you want to subject yourself, I don't mean this to be mean, but you've been told, Americans, a million times concerning the side effects. They're right on the back of the vaccination boxes. It's like someone that smokes and they get cancer. They wonder why they got cancer. Did you not read the warning on the box? You almost got coming what you got coming. If I tell you to get out of the road because there's a semi coming and you stand there and you get hit, how do you help people like that? How do you feel sorry for a people like that? Here's another one. USA Today, another propaganda outlet. What do I do if I've gotten the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 shot? Well, they wanted to remind you in 1986, the Child Vaccine Safety Act, they called it, where they shielded the vaccine companies from responsibility if you actually fell to one of these 400 adverse side effects. So the only thing they're going to do is answer your questions because they already told you it was experimental, right? They already told you that it was an experimental vaccination. So if you are beginning to partake with one of these adverse side effects, they can't say they didn't tell you because they did. Is this criminal? Oh, there's no question about it. There's no question about it. This shows you what the American people will put up with. Hey, friends, I got a question. Can anybody tell me of a company on this planet that is not responsible for a product that they create if it harms somebody? Can anybody tell me that? Can somebody name one company besides the vaccination companies? Is this insane? It's a shot of genocide. It's like playing Russian roulette, and sooner or later, the side effect of the vaccinations is going to catch up to you one way or another. But it's amazing how they try to justify the unjustifiable, isn't it? So here we have it. Oh, and by the way, I'm just covering Johnson & Johnson for the sake of time. I only have an hour. So let's go to the next point. Tens of millions of civilians died in the same manner as did the soldiers that took the experimental vaccinations back in 1918. That was number three. Number four, now listen carefully because this is exactly what they're doing today, okay? Instead of stopping the vaccines and holding the vaccines accountable, the medical industry, Western medicine, and their frauds, their useful idiots that are still administering these vaccinations, like that of 1918, the way that we're seeing it in the present, listen, instead of stopping the vaccines, the doctors intensified them. Why? Because they sold their soul a long time ago. See, the love of money is the root of all evil. Okay, that's who they serve. They serve mammon. And the fact of the matter is, doctors then and doctors today are going to do the same thing, and they're doing the same thing. They intensified the use of vaccines, calling it the Great Spanish Flu of 1918. What are they calling it today? The Wuhan virus. Over in China, they're blaming America, right? But they're both profiting from it. And as a result, reported Sal Martingano, the only people that died in 1918 concerning the Spanish flu were the ones that took the vaccinations. There's the punchline. Seven men dropped dead in a doctor's office after being vaccinated. Letters were sent to the families that they had been killed in action. What's happening today? Manufactured death records. Same exact thing, friends. This is from Eleanor McBean back in 1918. Moving on. World War I, U.S. soldiers were given 14 to 25 untested experimental vaccines within days of each other, which triggered intensified cases of all diseases at once. Just sharing some history. That's all. Deception and secrecy have a long history. Americans, you have a conscience. Conscience means with knowledge. You can sit and pretend as to what's taking place here in America as if Bill Gates really means that he's looking out for your safety and your care, like corrupt governors are and this corrupt administration is, which started under Donald Trump's criminal administration. You can go ahead and pretend all you want to. You can pretend when you put a bullet into a chamber and spin that chamber and act like it's not a real bullet, but you pull the trigger, sooner or later, it's going to get you. And it's exactly what's happening today. You're playing Russian roulette. Oh, how many people are going to stand before the Lord? And they're going to say, Lord, why didn't you help me? Why didn't you put a stop to this? He's going to say, you heard what that Bradley Dean said. He was a faithful witness of mine. Faithful witnesses deliver souls, but you have an obligation once you learn the truth. You are responsible to respond to that truth, and you failed to do it because you just had to go along with everybody else rather than standing up and actually being what you claim to be in my name, and I'll have none of it. Revelations 21, verse 8. And you did it because you were afraid. But we have deception and secrecy of a long history, friends. This has been going on in this country for a long, 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 long time. COVID-19, another chapter in the history of deception and secrecy. History is replete with intentional lies told to the public to either save face or to deceive for nefarious purposes. The 1918 Spanish flu is no exception. Okay, so when we look at this guy right here, guess who he works for, friends? Neil Ferguson, the Imperial College of London, funded by Bill Gates, was responsible for developing the mathematical pandemic computer models for the what? The COVID-19 pandemic that is patented, which was foretold many decades ago. Okay. And then I go on. What else do we see? We see that the media silence, it shows you that they are an accomplice to the crimes of this criminal conspiracy, this perpetuated fraud, because we see in the present that the media is silenced in nonconformist viewpoints, going so far as to say that if you don't take a vaccination, then you're the responsible party for killing children, and you're an anti-vaxxer. Who's doing that, friends? Who's censoring free speech? Who's censoring this ministry right now to get this information to you? I can tell you right now, Facebook, Google, YouTube, other privately owned communication outlets have become the self-proclaimed guardians, censors of information. Matter of fact, on April 26, 2020, Twitter suspended the account of a publicly traded biotech company for sharing information about a non-medical UV light therapy for COVID-19. YouTube removed the video demonstrating how the technology works. What did they say? Susan Wojcicki? Wahoki, Wahiki, Wahakakakaka, whatever her name is, right? YouTube will ban, she's the CEO of YouTube. YouTube will ban videos that contradict WHO, he's not a doctor, he's terror-tied, guidance on the pandemic or share fake or unproven coronavirus remedies. They're doing just the exact opposite. They're sharing the false. And they're censoring the real. And they all the while know it. We also know that the pharmaceutical industry owns and controls the medical profession. And don't think for one moment, friends, that your said representatives that are going along with this pandemic don't all the well know what they're doing. They know all the well as to what they're doing. At least they do temporarily until they bow the knee before my Father, Philippians 2, 10 and 11, because they're going to realize that no man is able to save their own soul alive. Love you enough to tell you what very few are willing to tell you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.